All right, you're not a bitch. I know.
No, I'm not.
And so you don't cry when somebody
never
mentioned.
I'm emotionally healthy.
Yeah, and you might not even cry when someone...
I can regulate them.
You also might not cry when someone you do know died. I don't know. I mean, your grandma planted face first in that soup at Old Country
Buffet.
Well,
I wasn't there.
I know, but you heard about it. Did it affect you?
Did
sure.
You,
did you cry?
That, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know
how
to cry. But.
Well, let's just... I don't know what crying is, what the equivalent would be for you. Let's say you felt something.
Yeah, I felt something.
Did you feel a little bit sad?
Sure.
Okay, there we go. That's what we're looking for. So, see, sure. Those are similar feelings. They just don't get carried away.
I just don't have to, you know, sob into my own hands.
Right, gotcha. Okay. So, they put together...
you did when your girlfriend broke up with you.
Okay, look, I was 19, and I think you will agree that you told me at that time... As did our boss. Hey, you get to do this one time. You're going to cry this one time over this one girl, but now you're going to put concrete around your heart, and that's not going to happen again. Right. And I didn't let it happen again.
Okay.
Was that fair?
Yeah.
I've had a good role model. I've had a good role model, and I did not let it happen again. I watch people around me who let it happen time and time again, and I think, Jesus Christ, where was Lazlo when you were growing up? Okay, so the most culturally significant deaths of the decades. Now, you know, none of us are old enough to care about, like, the 1945, it was Adolf Hitler or whatever, right? But if we start moving
people
up...
cry because of that?
Well, no, these are just the most culturally significant deaths.
Oh,
but some of them are good people, right? Like, in 1968, you got Martin Luther King. I think a lot of people cried about that.
Sure.
I don't know if people cried about Sharon Tate in 69. I mean, I'm sure her family did. I don't know if the public...
I bet you they did.
Yeah, I don't know how big a celebrity she was. She was pretty big, right?
Pretty big, yeah.
Was Polanski the bigger celebrity in that relationship?
I mean, I think they were both pretty popular.
Now, Jimi Hendrix in 1970, that had to affect people. I would think there's a lot of hippies, music lovers...
Sure.
Who were affected by that. And I know that there's been musicians who've died where I've felt something. I'm not going to say that I cried, but I felt something. So I would think that
Michael Jackson died, you cried.
Yes, he did. Jackie Robinson, 1972.
That's a big deal for people.
That's a big deal, right? Yeah. Bruce Lee, 1973.
Okay.
That's not your thing. It's not my thing either, but I know people love that stuff. What is it?
Karate?
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
What's it called?
Bruce Lee was an expert in Hong Kong.
Kung Fu. Hey, you know
Jesus
what? I was
Christ.
Trying to find the words, okay?
Racist.
You called it, you were about to call it.
I called it karate.
Well, he started to call it something else before that. We'll have to go back. Elvis Presley in 1977, I know people cried about that.
Sure.
I've seen videos of it. My mom.
Cried about that?
Said she was very upset. Yeah, her sister told her, and it sounded like they were both very upset. I did not know that until I went to visit Elvis's house. I got invited by his family to come down there.
I remember.
A couple years ago, Lisa Marie. It was right before she passed away. And
we spent Christmas together.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. We had Thanksgiving dinner together, but there were Christmas presents under the tree and all that. John Wayne, 1979.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, a lot of...
Yeah, a lot of guys.
People, oh, no. John Lennon, 1980. Now, that's one that if Snow Cone had been around, I'm sure he would have cried. And when Paul McCartney dies, he will cry.
Absolutely.
I have no doubt about that.
100%.
No doubt. Look at the look that you're getting. Why is that so bad?
I was just looking at him to see if he was telling the truth or not.
When Paul McCartney dies, yeah, it'll be... When him and Dylan go, that's going to be...
When Dylan goes?
Oh, yeah.
Right, but you'll weep?
I don't
openly
know
weep?
I'm not
going
to openly
will,
weep.
Will water come out of your tear ducts?
Probably.
For Paul McCartney more likely or Dylan more likely?
Probably McCartney.
What if everyone...
Will blood come out of your vagina?
Maybe. When George R. Martin goes, it definitely will.
Oh, give me a break.
It definitely will.
What if all of the band Fish died in a Carmen Ghia? It was a bad accident, and they all died today. Would you cry? Have you heard that news?
I'd well up for
okay,
sure.
So Paul McCartney's a bigger deal. Rock Hudson, 1985. Now we're starting to get, you know, did you cry when that happened, Lazlo? Did your mother cry?
No.
I didn't. My mom talks about it. I didn't know who he was. Andy Warhol in 87. Okay. No. Heather O'Rourke in 88. That's a girl from Poltergeist. That was the biggest culturally.
Girl?
Yeah, the little girl. Remember, she was sick, and there was this whole thing about the curse of the Poltergeist movies. Yeah, the sister died too. She was murdered by her. Crazy boyfriend or ex-boyfriend. He came over and stabbed her, and then you didn't know that stuff about Poltergeist? Okay.
No.
Sammy Davis Jr., 1990.
Okay.
Nothing?
I didn't cry, no.
What about Freddie Mercury, 91?
No.
You're not a Queen fan?
I do like Queen. I didn't cry.
You do? Oh, okay. Kurt Cobain, 1994. That was my first one.
That's where you cried?
Well, my mom, we just
Your
got...
Your teacher told you, right?
No. I told my teacher. We had the internet. We were early. My mom was real early internet adopter, and every morning she would get on the internet, and she would basically... print out all of the news that she could find. And that morning, she found this Kurt Cobain stuff, printed it out, gave it to me. I was very upset. I went to school, told my teacher. My teacher allowed me to tell the classroom what had happened. Yeah. And then I started seeing that.
The voice of grunge in the sixth grade.
I was fifth grade, yeah. And then I thought, you know, wow.
Well, we should really have Slim Fast tell you about.
Well.
And you're up there like, let me tell you about Kurt Cobain.
This was one of the teachers that I connected
I'll
with.
I'll tell you about that.
I know you never had a teacher you connected with, but this was probably the best teacher I ever had.
Like, I'll just tell you right now.
Mm-hmm.
He was here to entertain us.
Well, I did take a razor.
Here we are now.
I did carve his name into my arm.
And I carved it. I carved his razor. Name into my arm.
And no, you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
You carved his name into your arm?
I carved Kurt into my name.
It says Kurt.
Or into my
that day?
Forearm. Thing was that day.
Oh,
I wanted the kids
man.
To know
I
how
did
much,
not know that.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted the kids to know how much I'm into it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I spelled it with a C.
Yeah, that was the problem. Well,
and
some
the
people
R
spell
looks
it.
Like an N,
some
and it's still there. Just says.
No, I did. I didn't carve his name. I did see people. There were kids
man.
On TV
like,
that did that.
No way.
No, I saw. Honest to God, I'm going. I saw kids on MTV doing that, and I thought, oh no, they like him more than me. Should I carve his name in it? I really thought that. I was like, oh my God, man. Now that's what you got to do. Selena, 1995. I didn't know who she was until after she died. If I'm being honest, Tupac, 96. Now that was a slow because you knew he got
that
shot, but he wasn't
was
dead
sad
yet.
About, yeah.
And then all the news broke, and all your friends are telling you, hey, it's over. Tupac
I can
died.
Remember right now, Kurt Lowe. Or coming on with MTV News and saying he finally died.
I found out from
a
girl
a week
at the
after.
Park. I went to meet this girl that I've been talking to on the phone, and
that
we met up at the park.
I was a kid, but I was really sad about that.
I had never seen this girl in person before. We meet up at the park for the first time after talking for like 2 months.
What were you talking?
A friend was trying to set us up or whatever, but I'd never seen
her
in
like
person.
Talking on the phone?
Talking on the phone, yeah.
Where'd she go to, like, a
different school?
On Mars?
No, she's been to a different school. I wasn't old enough to drive.
Different school.
I wasn't old enough to drive yet.
Yeah, but I mean, it took you 2 months to meet at a park.
I don't know if it, 2 weeks. I don't know if it was 2 months.
I see.
It was weeks, probably.
So you met up with her?
Met up with her
at
the park first time. She's pretty cute, yeah. Right. And she still listens sometimes.
Really? What's her name?
Stacy. And she's married now, married a good dude. If they're still married, either way, they're still both good people. But
not as good.
First time I met her, she tells me, first thing she says, hey, did you hear? And I said, no. She goes, he died. And I knew exactly who she was talking about. And I was like, what?
Who was she talking about?
Tupac. He had died because we knew that he'd gotten shot, but, you know.
He died a week later.
It took a while. And I was like, oh, man.
And did you guys embrace?
I was like, so do we kiss now? Or does that comfort you?
Yeah.
What do we do here?
Did you guys kiss?
I'm not sure.
I have a grief boner.
You know, Snowcone, I don't remember what all we did, but I did see her more times. I think we might have gone skating one time. And
after that? Like, let's just sit in the park.
I listen to Tupac. My friends listen to
a lot
of Tupac.
That day, like, let's just sit in the park and listen to it.
Maybe.
Console each other.
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure I hung out with my friends later, and they were probably listening to more Tupac. But, yeah. In all honesty, the one that actually surprised me that got me was my family was doing, like, this camp thing with other families. We went to the summer camp where I went as a kid. But it was a family
weekend. What was the name of that camp?
Cliff Springs.
Oh, that's not the one I was thinking of.
And we get there, and I'm in an A-frame. My older brother's coming.
You're in an apron?
A-frame.
Oh.
It's like a little cabin.
Like, what the hell, man? Such a weird life.
My brother was
so
coming.
So we're going camping, and my brother's coming over. I'm in nothing but an apron.
Well, that part's fair. That sounds about right. He's coming late because he had to work, so he drives down there. It's nighttime, and I'm waiting for him to get there, and he comes in, and he goes, hey, did you hear? And I was like, no. He goes, Princess Diana died.
Mm.
Now, my family was not into the royal family at all. That was not a thing.
But that one stung?
For some reason, I saw my brother was upset.
Which
was really weird, the one you like.
Really?
Yeah, I could tell that he was upset.
I didn't know he was that soft.
And I was like, oh, yeah, we're all soft. And I was like, man, what happened? And he told me what he knew. He's like, I had a car crash. And I didn't cry, but that was the first time. For some reason, I felt really sad, and I didn't know why, because I wasn't like buying magazines that had her picture on the front. You know what I mean? My family wasn't into her. But it seemed like that affected a lot of people.
That was a huge
You had Candle
deal.
In the Wind and all those people crying on TV.
Her
so
televised funeral.
I wasn't
I
the only one.
I still can't listen to Candle in the Wind to this day.
That song sucks, though.
That's why. Not because it makes me feel bad. Just so stupid.
It's stupid. It is a stupid song. I always hated it. When Sinatra died, that made me sad, too. He died in 98.
Yeah, that was a moment.
And, you know, we'd already seen him kind of struggling to remember lyrics on stage and stuff like that. But I was like, dude, he's dead. That's it. Like, that's an era that is
gone. That was the thing.
Gone.
That was the era.
That's the end
like,
of an era.
Like, I don't know if I felt sad, but you feel nostalgic about that.
Absolutely.
One. It's like, that's the end
that's
of,
it.
Like, this kind of cool guy, Las Vegas era. It was over.
Any one in a billion chance that I'd ever get to shake his hand is gone. All that stuff. Then you had JFK Jr. He died the next year in 99.
I remember,
in school.
I remember that.
People were upset about that. I don't know. I was like, hey, you know, the guy seemed like a nice guy. He's got a magazine.
I was
all
actually like in New Jersey at the time. That's where my dad was living. And the airport he took off from was like in his backyard. Like I could see that airport.
And?
It was just, it was shocking. I don't know, like, it was a huge deal. I remember being
did
like...
Did you see the plane crash?
No, but I remember just, like, my dad being like, he took off from right there.
You can watch the Air Disasters episode about it. It's on there.
Mm. Your house will be right there.
Then, yeah, what you might see it.
What dad?
What dad?
My biological dad. He had an apartment in
New Jersey.
Yeah.
And you were there visiting him?
Dude, this guy
How
tells
old
us...
How were you?
He doesn't tell us anything.
Young.
Well, let's see. It was 1999, so you would have been like 27?
I would have been like 10.
Okay. Yeah, 11. 12, 14.
So before he left you in the casino.
Yeah.
Which,
wow. He lived in New Jersey for like 6 months or something.
And you flew out there to visit him?
The first time I ever flew was to Newark, yeah.
I think Snow Cone also died in Earth died. I think
like,
he cried.
Stuff that he says, and I'm like, I had no idea that you're
because he doesn't tell us this stuff. He just leaves it
in New
out.
Jersey.
He doesn't.
I don't need to.
You don't want us prodding.
I don't know.
Making really moves, don't. Baby. Making moves,
he,
making money.
He was
money.
Dating some girl who had like, to this day, the biggest house I've ever seen in my life.
He dated hot, rich chicks.
He dated the girl that ran this company that made the plastic that goes over Barbies. Like the boxes?
The molds? The packaging?
He ran it?
Right. Yeah, it was her company.
How the hell did he meet her?
I don't know.
Dude, the guy's a stud.
House to this day. It was
you
like
talk
a
about how bad he is. Like, this guy...
Have you ever seen the picture of
working.
Him? Have you seen the picture of him in his underwear sitting on the edge of the bed when they're on vacation? He's just, like, getting up out of bed?
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a movie star. He looks like a movie star. Yeah.
Is he that good looking?
He's like a rugged, he's like a Burt Reynolds. I mean, the guy's a rugged, good looking guy. Aaliyah died in 2001. I know Snow Cone cried when she died.
Nope.
You didn't? What about Johnny Cash? Now, Lyles and I were working together when Johnny Cash died. Yeah. That was a big deal. I'm not saying you cried, but it was a big deal. I know you were upset when Pope Francis or Pope John Paul died. I was not Catholic, but that upset you. Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
I don't think that upset anybody.
That made me sad.
Why did that make you sad?
Well, he just had, you know, the world by the balls, and they find him in a little
life.
Hole.
Yeah, he's
little
just
hole hiding. All, you know, I was like, and in my head,
what a sad
I was like,
end.
He's hiding in some palace somewhere. That's what they kept saying. And they just found him in a hole that he dug.
It looked like a tarantula.
It was sad.
Hole. Yeah, this guy was raping and pillaging the world. Like you said, had it by the balls. And
yeah.
Then, yeah. Heath Ledger, 2008.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, 2009. And I'll never forget Laszlo's reaction, like, oh, thought he was dead. Oh, who cares? Oh, I mean, I'm surprised the guy made it this long. We were really upset.
Come on.
I was upset. I know.
What you were like?
I remember
it's Michael Jackson.
That
Who
night,
cares?
I went and met up with my friend, and we just sat and talked about how
pop.
Weird it was that he died, and how we were both really sad. We grew up with this guy
Same
being
girl
bigger than
the
life.
No, Stacey again.
This Chalen. We were just talking about how this guy was the only like bigger than life celebrity of our childhood that we knew. He was beyond.
You knew him?
No, that was alive that we knew of. There was he was like bigger than a celebrity. He was the biggest celebrity.
I remember
in the
it was
world.
Like the same day.
It was like a god.
Fawcett. And I got to work, and someone said he died. I'm like, no, you're thinking of Farrah Fawcett.
You're thinking of Farrah Fawcett.
Because he died like earlier
right,
in the day.
Right. Gary Coleman, that did upset Laszlo.
I don't like that.
In 2010. He was bummed about that because he's a big fan. Elizabeth Taylor, then Whitney Houston in 2012, and that made me sad, too. Whitney Houston, come on, man. I mean, I'm not listening to her music, but that's sad. She died young. She was an American icon. And then the last one, the last ones that I think really upset me, Robin Williams, 2014.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, that was sad because of how he did it. You're like, damn, man.
His whole story, and everyone loved him. Yeah. He was such a nice guy. Then Spock, Leonard Nimoy, died in 2015, and that was... What? No. People loved Leonard Nimoy.
I didn't say anything.
That was a big deal. And then you had Muhammad Ali the year after that.
I like Muhammad Ali.
Right.
That's the end of an era, too.
Those were rough era. And then Stan Lee a couple years later.
Yeah, Stan Lee, too.
And I think the most recent one would have been Kobe, and that would be the one I think most likely Laszlo felt Kobe. Sad because you were a Kobe fan. Look at him trying to downplay it.
Kobe. I'm saying that's what you say. Kobe changed the world. Like, everybody before that, you would shoot a basket, and you would say, Jordan.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're just like, now it's Kobe. When you shoot trash into the garbage can, you say,
it's
Kobe.
It's Kobe. What are you talking about?
That's what he's saying.
I said they changed it. Kobe changed it from Jordan before that.
Mm-hmm.
Before Kobe became popular. Like, nobody else was able to change that.
I'm saying I think that death upset you. It was the weekend, so I didn't get to
see
it.
That's what I'm saying.
It.
Like, he changed like, the way, just how you shoot.
Yeah. When you're just playing around.
Trash. Into a trash can.
Yeah. Kobe. Yeah. What? Kobe. You didn't say that before.
Bomb Pop does that.
So were you sad?
For the rest, but I'm saying for the rest of time.
Yeah.
You always thought it would just be Jordan. Jordan.
I didn't know Jordan was ever a thing.
Oh, yeah. You shoot Jordan.
Oh, yeah. People, when they shoot dice, they would say Jordan.
Yeah, I know that.
All the time.
I just always known Kobe.
You were sad that day. I'm guessing it was a Saturday, I think, or a Sunday.
Yeah.
I think it was a Sunday, but we were all texting, so I couldn't see you, but come on. You were sad. I know you were a huge Kobe fan. You respected the hell out of him.
I like Kobe.
Yes.
I love him.
You loved him. And you're not a huge basketball fan, but you liked that guy a lot.
I liked the Mamba mentality.
Yes. And you thought he was a hard worker and all those things. Yeah. Right. I think you were sad that day.
I listened to his lessons to this day.
Were you sad that day?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Okay, Laszlo, imagine that you and I, we go through school together, and we decide, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get good grades, and we're going to go to law school. We're going to become lawyers. Fun. We're going to be driven people, and we're going to argue with people in a court of law, and we're going to be respected. We're going to have
Slim and Lotsy.
Briefcases and ties.
Lotsy's got this.
Yeah.
We'll
have suits, more than one. And, you know, everyone has a court suit, but it'll be a different kind of court suit. Because I'm not showing up as a defendant. This is a court suit as someone who's arguing a case. We become lawyers. We're so good at being lawyers, they make us prosecutors, right? Like, hey, why don't you be a prosecutor?
Yeah, but we're not doing it.
Well, no, we're doing it. Just imagine.
We're going to be prosecutors?
Imagine we become prosecutors.
We don't want to be prosecutors.
We don't want to, but then get this. I'm like, hey, man, if we become prosecutors, we can take some serious bribes.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What kind of bribes? I'm like, let me tell you. Here's how much money's on the table. So we start taking some bribes, right?
Right. Slotsky.
Yes. Pretty good job. Now we're taking bribes. This is good stuff. We got some company we're supposed to be prosecuting. Somebody comes to the house and says, hey, I'll give you $65,000 if you.
Not enough.
We're like, okay, make it $165,000. Yeah, and then we'll talk. So that's what we do again. We're just pretending. Then we become judges. They love us so much as prosecutors, we become judges, right? We're like, now we can really take some bribes, right?
Yeah.
That's a good life. They give you awards for being such a good judge, being such a good prosecutor. You take pictures that are in the paper holding up plaques that say, hey, here's Lotsy. He was a great judge. He's retired now.
These guys get busted.
What a career. Well, it was just one guy in New York. And look, I don't know what this guy did. That's why we were just playing pretend. But he definitely was accused of taking a lot of bribes. And he was a prosecutor, and then he was a judge. And then he was at his house when the feds showed up. And they're there to raid the home to see if he was taking bribes. What do you do in that situation? You've lived your whole life. You've gotten the awards. You're older now.
I'm a judge, right?
You're retired.
And I was a defendant. Like, it's a different game. I only say that because I've already been a defense attorney, a good one, a prosecutor, a good one, and a judge. So I know exactly what to do.
Okay.
For me, like, am I guilty of something bad? Like, are they going to come in and find something that I probably...
You took $63,000 in bribes.
Well, that's not enough to really get me in too much trouble.
That's what I think. It's not even a house. Like, it's 63. That Democratic senator took, like gold bars. That's a lot of money.
I also feel like I can defend that somehow. I don't know. It's not enough to make me freak out. Like, I thought it was going to be like $6 million.
Right, over the course of 30 years.
And I got to let all these guys out of jail. Then maybe I just, you know, take one for the team. I don't feel like dealing with all this.
Right, I'm with you.
But if I'm you know, maybe I just come out guns a-blazing.
Well, yeah, but for more money, not for the $63,000 you're saying.
Yeah, like if I know that I'm staring a lifetime in prison and
No, this will just ruin your reputation.
Yeah, whatever.
And you probably, I'm sure you will get in trouble. You might have to go to jail for a while.
I also know I'm a defense attorney, so there's a good chance I can get out. I also know how to bribe judges, so.
Right, exactly.
I got a lot of things going for me. If I'm that guy, I have a lot of know-how on how I might be able to get out of this.
I would assume that you could get it lower down to community service and that you wouldn't have to do the community service because someone will sign off on it.
But if it was just me and they're like, you know, we're here and you stole this and you're guilty of having forced freak-offs.
Well, yeah.
I'm not going to jail.
That's a lot. But if you've had this great
60 grand, though, then whatever. If they were like, oh, you stole 60 grand from Odyssey, I'd be like, well, whatever.
Now, here's the thing, though. We got to keep in mind that it's possible that you took more than $63,000 in bribes, and you don't know how much the government knows. You don't know how much they're going to accuse you of taking.
Okay.
That's possible in this situation, but what happened with this guy was the feds show up at his house yesterday, and he decides to come out guns a-blazing. He starts shooting at the feds.
He
did your move. Yes, he starts shooting at the feds.
And?
Well, it's a sad ending.
FBI agents had arrived to take retired executive assistant DA Stuart Rosenwasser into custody. He pointed a gun at agents, and one fired back. Rosenwasser then retreated and barricaded himself inside and took his life. His death on the same day, the U.S. Attorney's Office unsealed an indictment accusing Rosenwasser of using his authority
to initiate
a criminal investigation at the request of a millionaire friend. The NADA accepted at least $63,000 in bribe payments, mostly by check or money order, starting in October of 2022.
Why do you have all these checks? I mean, doesn't anyone bribe in cash? This is like that Jerry Springer thing, well, writing a check to a sex worker.
$63,000. Like, you are a judge.
And the indictment was unsealed, so maybe he did know exactly what they were after.
Yeah, he knew.
You know?
Right.
Because if they...
I feel like you're going to get in trouble. I feel like you still got a shot to get out of it.
Right. You don't have to kill yourself.
By the way, you're going to get bond.
Yes.
So you still got a chance to, you know, start a firefight somewhere if you want to. Like, you know, we don't have to end this right now. Like, if they were coming in, they're like, hey, like with Diddy. I know Diddy tried to post bail and they wouldn't let him. That sucks. Because, like, at least you think, like, all right, I can get bail, I can post bail, I can get out. I'm guessing Diddy would have tried to start a firefight if they were like, you're never getting out.
Right.
That day when they come get you and then they're like, yeah, the judges said no bail, that's like, oh.
Right.
I should have started the firefight when they came. I thought I was going to be able to get out of here and start the firefight later. That's the worst part. So
yeah, this guy should have
done. He should have had a clear indication that he can get out of. He can post bail.
He should have acted like Diddy. You know what I mean? Diddy was the one who acted all calm and walked out. He's
right.
Like, I don't know what the hell's going on. And he was taking pictures with his family
at
restaurants and whatever. Right. But this guy instead decides to point a gun at an agent. Someone fired a shot.
I feel like you're not doing it on your own.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know it to be true. They say he's from New York, Dr. Rosen, whatever his name is.
Yeah. Rosenwasser.
I feel like you got dirt on people. You're a defendant,
exactly.
You're a prosecutor, you're a judge.
They bribed
There's other
you.
People doing something. Who bribed me? We're going to talk about all this.
Yes.
I'm going to talk about all of it.
And,
let's see what happens.
And they don't want you to talk about
all of it.
Now, look, I get it. I mean, I don't get it, but I can imagine.
And you got your judges or buddies. Like, maybe one of them's, man, you get thrown out of the goody-two-shoes court, get it put in the other guy's court. Like, I watched Billions.
Yeah.
I know how it works.
I'm sure it's just like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
there's
I just got to turn evidence over on somebody else. There's bigger fish to fry than me.
It's like a drug deal.
Right. I'm saying I'm a judge. I've got a lot of information on people. I can turn over evidence on someone.
Yes, you don't. This is not...
They did it in Billions all the time. It was great. Paul Giamatti was perfect at it. I'm just not worried about it.
I just think people should always keep in mind that your house could get raided by the feds. And you're thinking, not me. I'm a server at Applebee's. There's no reason. Well, just in case they get the wrong place or they think you're up to something, have this idea in your head of what would happen if the feds raided my house. What's in your house that you really wouldn't want the feds to take with them? Well, then just make sure that stuff is somewhere where feds aren't going to get it or take it out of the house. But when the feds come knocking on your door, there's probably not a worse feeling.
There's stuff that you want.
I know. I'm saying you got to put it somewhere else. But
they would probably find that place.
Yeah, maybe. But at least take it out of the house so that when they come to raid the place, you're like, oh, okay. You walk away. That's when you drive to the storage facility and take the stuff out of there. Whatever the case, I can't imagine a worse feeling than officers of the law knocking on your door and saying, we're here to execute a search warrant. That's about as bad as it gets insofar as being scared. There's really I mean, that's it.
Well, for two reasons. One, I mean, there's nothing in my house, so I wouldn't
be all
that worried
about it. But it's still scary.
Totally scary, and maybe there is.
That's just it.
I don't think there is.
What are they going to find? What if they get on your computer?
I also don't trust them.
That's the thing. They could get on my computer and say, looks like he was doing such and such. I'm like, I don't even know what Bitcoin is. You know what I mean? And now you're going to say I was somehow bribing people out of
the good news is
crypto?
They'd be like, well, we found out his computer. I'd be like, joke's on you, I don't have one.
Yeah, that'd be good. You don't have a computer.
I don't.
You know, that's why you're not scared of a raid.
Right.
There's no computer in your house.
Like, they're like, we need to see your computer. I'm like, I literally don't have
There's
one.
There's the Xbox.
I mean, my kids got a MacBook from school, but
right.
I don't know.
Go ahead, take it with you.
Take him, too. It was all his fault.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo, are we done?
That's a wrap, my man.
That's good, huh?
Yep.
I had a good time with you today.
I had fun with you, too. I hope the
Thank
feds
so
on our
much,
house.
Yeah.
I hope everything...
I don't have a computer.
I know. So, good. You're good. I've got computers. When I had COVID, I was broadcasting from home during lockdown, I got mad at my computer one night because I couldn't get the podcast to work, and I smashed the screen against a corner of a table.
Is Cam Soda
and
legal?
Threw it under my bed. I don't know what's on that computer because I can't look
at
it.
Is Cam Soda legal?
Not in Kansas. No.
Oh, boy.
No. I think it's legal. You just got to put in your information.
A little concerned about that. Other than that.
You're fine. They're not going to bust you for Cam Soda. I mean, they'll probably talk about it in the news. Then they'll do one of those things and say, nothing illegal was found, just a lot of searches for Cam Soda, a lot of money spent on a website called Cam Soda. They have to do that. They have to embarrass you.
Sure.
But you've already, that's why you put it out there.
Yeah.
You say, tell everybody everything that could ever be on the front page of the New York Times.
Yeah, I'm going to start wearing shirts that say Cam Soto.
Cam Soto. I'm either on my way to or on my way from Cam Soto.
Good show, Cam Soto. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.